Blog Talk Radio.
When we speed up the course of molecules, we get energy. And since we are all basically just a mass of molecules, what does our brain send out to all the other parts of the body?
My lungs and exhale through my nostrils and then separate my spirit tools from my physical shell while releasing the breath of everlasting life, connecting my pituitary gland to my thyroid gland, which connects and inserts within my pineal gland, superimposing my veritary gland, opening the placenta, sit inside the crown center of the Buddha Rupa. I unveil the entrance to the tundra, the sulfuric essence, the seven seas. She's in the center of my solar plexus, the immunate from the central point of my chest. You know the amenta, which has correspondence with the Medusa and Oblongata, imploding like a lotus flower, revitalizing my pranayana. We're unleashing my level next from my cerebral cortex to apex, which enables me to holographically open up a massive, miraculous specimen of a vortex, linking my etheric trying to fall to the universal intelligence matrix.
Parakeet sits on my shoulder, peg leg pirate, nicknamed Osiris. Movers called autographs, but the staff of the Mahdi Muhammad Ahmed, fill up the prophets, new optic architect, selects commit for the sculpture. Vulture suits on my canteen, last seen in Heliopolis. Fracture, look off in the face. Cycle of life disrupted, abducted by the seminal genitals, filled with chemicals, ejaculate reptilian. Gets louder, face resembles Bowser, phallus exposed, hand chose by Yahweh, Zaboy is my front lawn, pawns in the game, chest hairs curl with whirl, written by Melchizedek skeleton, extra melanin, and my wallet composites, if I don't ask you, I see more of your ox, and I'll be headed, ready when you scroll number three. 147, heaven is Orion, the new Mount Zion, the mine of Judah lies under the Bermuda Triangle, in California for your mystery god, I exist at the bottom of the list, 144,000 chosen, crawl at the North Pole, waiting for the chance of the land with camcorders, order of the Essenes, peeing on the tree of life, my twin brother was prenatal, the return of Cain and Abel, unicorns in the stable, uniforms of a halo, swing low, sweet simple bus, tickle up, pink panther, answer the question and give us a confession that you don't know, Reverend Preacher's Trichnology. The Bible is the devil's autobiography. Choreography resembles pornography. Raise the staff to call for now. At the swing of the sundial, sing for miles away. Fades on horoscope through one eye. The third planet from the sun. Day of the gathering, shattering ignorance. Celebrate New Duma. Declaration of innocence before the net peru of the tribunal. Travel in the beyond time and space within form and embrace the face of the universe as we exhibit the entrance to the story.
The essence is serving God and all you need to do is to attain the state of humility, that is, to understand that all your physical and mental powers and your essential being depend on the divine elements within. You are simply a channel to the divine atmosphere.
There's a war on between heaven and hell, and you are on the front lines.
What war?
The only war. Earth is the battlefield, human souls the prize. Just the way it's always been.
While in the seventh state of slumber, I release seven thunders from the chair. I burn the Atum ray and walk my 70 in 6 trillion days to resurrect through seven transitions of death. I unveil seven plagues to uphold seven prophecies in the form of not the diamonds, predict the eyes, behold the intention of Shua Lahu was born through seven celestial wounds from the seven heavens. A 5-5-2003 AD in the lunar law game, in the fifth point and the month of May, when the planet Earth will position itself. Perfect lay in the location. A revolution by the astrological interpretation of the Bulgarian calendar and line up with the seven inner planets and then the stargate in which you refer to as heaven. The great vortex will reopen. Behold and watch as the sad dunes of the Sahara Desert will rise. The heavens will part. The power should be unleashed from Rasul Haru Fahuti and now the seven angels who had
the seventh trumpet made, ready to blow. And I saw in the right hand of him who was seated upon a throne with a scroll written within it. And on the back of it, it was sealed with seven seals. God unveils, conceals, and reveals, and fulfills the prophecy of apocalyptic, prophetic, catastrophic, and geographic destruction. So who is worthy to open the relic and break its seals? No one. And when they were broken, the four corners of the earth spheres formed flat, and out of the heavens dark clouds departed, and 24 of the elders appeared from the seven stratospheres. Visions of seas, lakes, and streams, rivers of human souls soaking their spirit toes and molting hot boiling blood. Seven black floods, seven folds of sin is what they are trapped in. I appear unto them a dead of bowl, sevenfold, seven is emerald gold, nine to the ninth powers, what they shall behold as I unfold the scroll. While in the seventh state of slumber, I release seven thunders from the tear. I built the entomb ray and walk for 7 days. In 10 days, to resurrect through seven transitions of death, I unveil seven plagues to uphold seven properties in the form of not the dominant, to take the ass, behold the children of Shubalaku was born through seven celestial wounds of the seven.
Lo and behold, and take hold to the sign of twin God in way. One guards the south pole, the other guards the north pole. Havoc begins when these polarities are separated and win. I look to the heavens, dark clouds formed around the sun, making it become black as sheep clothes. The full moon became white unto blood, this side of the whole universal perish, and you shall perish with it. The unrighteous, the skies become thick with holes in it, because of the depletion of the ozone layer that looks cellular to organic soil, scorching the ocean floor.
I love to see spread rapidly with the front of the curve, coming from poisonous reef fungus, polluting the water, growing deformity, alien bacteria in the sea. Sea life begins to die, water becomes that one now.
Seven state of slumber, I release seven thunders from the tear. I built the entomb ray and walk for 7 days. It takes me in days to resurrect through seven transitions of death. I unveil seven plagues to uphold seven properties in the form of not the dominant, to take the ass. The children of Shubalaku was born through seven celestial wounds from the seven heavens.
He's the return of the Yamasi, guided by the Anunnaki, Elohim, supreme beyond Riskians from the 12th planet, who landed assuming the position of humans. Tune into the Igigi, who see me in electromagnetic current etheric sequence. My defense mechanism is the biorhythm of eight, which create a state of tranquility. And amidst the 144,000 Allahum, Kapun, and Naridu, the return of the Nubian Islamic Hebrews, the Scarabino around my neck connects to Met to the inner sun, which spun to the direction of Betum Re, as he prayed healing from the hem of his garb. It is all stretches forth to the lost but now bound, and you will not mound as Chief Marco Castle in the form of Osso, and Utu and Shemesh lunge forth to replenish the image of Ilium in tune with Middle Sea. I flee the earth to work alongside the Nandas, the sweet pandas upon the Amalites to smite the troglodytes. We fight to free the graves who've been slaves since the days of Inki, who made a bond with the beings from Pakyan. I walk through Kush wearing a red tar bush with a gold tassel. I enter the castle of the Palashan, halt in the Wabian tongs to alarm the chosen people who see through the evil created by Hilal. We shall corral the multitude beyond the mood of vibration and create an illustration of the epics of creation, waiting for the Shamsalan. But you wait for the year 2000 when a computer shuts down. Not a sound will be made except in Germany when a witch named Adam Blavatsky, headed by the Theosophical Society, it'll be Darrow versus the Tarot, Pharaoh versus Moses, Novus Ordo Seclorum, the form of the Illuminati.
I trained these five warriors to protect Tao. Each upholds honor and integrity.
Do they fight with Kung Fu?
They use the force of nature's elements. Wood, fire, earth, metal, and water.
Peace, peace. Thank you all for once again coming back to listen to Darlene Bay's show. Today we're going to get into the science of sex, the art of holistic healing, and regeneration. Quite a bit of information. Before we even start, I'm going to name some books in which that definitely need to be in your libraries. Number one is Jewel in the Lotus by Grandmaster Sanyata Saraswati, my teacher, as well as books by Mantak Chia, Pacific One, Cultivating the Male Energy and Cultivating the Female Energy, those two books by him, as well as also Sexual Reflexology by him. Another one is The Tao of Sexology by Dr. Stephen Chang. And Sexual Energy by Dr. Jewel Pookrum. And today's show is actually excerpts from my upcoming book, which is called Science of Sex, Art of Holistic Healing and Regeneration, which will be out hopefully by September. What we're going to do before we even get into the ritual of sex and the ceremony of foreplay, we're first going to go into healing the body through the science of breath. All disease can be remedied. One of the best ways to do it is to sit upright or lay down. And what you would do is visualize yourself surrounded by a bright golden cloud. And then you would direct the gold light and concentrate the gold light throughout your body and become one with that light. The gold light is a healing light. All right? That is very necessary to imagine, to visualize yourself as such. That correlates to another technique, which is called the deep abdominal breathing or the Dantian breathing technique, in which that your Dantian is your navel chakra. And what you do is store energy, prana, chi, ki, Holy Spirit, Ra, Ashe, all of these words from the various cultures, meaning power, life force, universal life force energy. And you will store it into that area, and you can sit or stand or lie down, and you can place your hands on your abdominal area, on your navel area. And for the males, they will place the right hand on top of the navel and the left hand on top of there, which is on top of the right hand, and vice versa for the women. So the women would place their hands, left hand would be on the navel, right hand on top. And you would breathe in and out through your nose, and you would inhale and visualize a golden ball of energy like a sun growing in your lower Dantian. And as you exhale, visualize the golden ball intensifying its glow. With each breath, you would see the light growing brighter and brighter. You would do this at least 36 times. All right. Throughout the day, you can do this to recharge your internal energy. All right. Now, another technique would be to concentrate on your solar plexus. This is after you do what is called the Anuloma Viloma, which is basically what is called the alternating nostril breath technique. What this technique does, by you alternating your nostrils, you will breathe in for a count of 4, hold it for 16, breathe out for 8, and you will alternate through the alternate each nostril. All right, so you will close off your right nostril, breathe in for a count of 4 through your left nostril, hold it for 16. And then breathe out through your right nostril for a count of 8, and then reverse. Okay? Now, what this exercise does, it optimizes the function between both sides of the brain, the left and the right hemisphere of the brain, which is your the right side is your creative side. The left side is your logical, verbal side. Now, this will make both sides of the brain, the left side, which is responsible for the logical, and the right for the creative thinking, to function properly. This will lead to a balance between a person's creativity and logical thinking. All right, the yogis consider this to be the best technique to calm the mind and the nervous system. Now, the reason why you need to be calm during sex is because it will make you last longer. It will give you the endurance in order to make sure that you have what is referred to as a full body orgasm, whether it's internal or whether if you circulate the energy many times in a microcosmic or macrocosmic orbit and then release, which of course you can find out this information all by Grandmaster Sanyata Saraswati in his book Jewel and the Lotus. He gives you various techniques in order to master that. Now, let's go back to the concentrating on the solar plexus, because that is your abdominal brain, all right? The solar plexus is located right above the abdominal area and right below the chest or breast area, right in the center. That is your abdominal brain. It's an important center of the nerves, all right? It's connected with the sympathetic nervous system, all right? You know, it plays an important part, you know, as far as control of the emotions, the various bodily functions. As a matter of fact, it's composed of white and gray brain matter. Scientists have even found out that it has neurons in that area, just like it does in the brain. It is one of the most vital parts of the body. A blow to the solar plexus is well known to boxing, you know, in boxing, that can render the opponent unconscious and helpless, or even it can mean fatality. All right. Now you can also store prana there too. It's the powerhouse. All right. It is the most important of all the supports of the body, you know, and there are really 16 in numbers. It is known fact that men have been instantly killed, you know, by a blow there, you know, to the solar plexus. So the solar plexus is literally the sun of the nervous system. When the sun is shining harmoniously, the whole of the physical system is harmonious. It radiates strength, energy to all parts of the body, thoughts and prana, when directed towards this center through pranayama, will stimulate and awaken the sunshine latent therein. So, you can do what is called pranic breathing, in which that we have given this technique, in which that you would concentrate your thoughts there at the solar plex area, breathe in for a count of six, hold it for three, breathe out for a count of six, hold it for three, and at that same time, you are actually bringing prana, or raw energy, into that particular area, igniting it, all right? And this is necessary because this energy expands, all right? So what we are doing is linking the energies in your lower chakras so that you will not exhibit the devil traits. All right, lust, greed, jealousy, and hatred. These traits are exhibited because they are deficient in energy. So you have to put energy into these particular areas in order to make sure that you are using your energies properly. So one of the techniques is to sit erect, close your eyes. You can draw in the energy slowly through the left nostril as long as you can do it with comfort. This is another technique, and so you can keep the right nostril closed, and you can repeat the OM mentally, the OM sound, OM. Then retain the breath and hold your attention and have your attention directed towards the solar plexus and concentrate your mind there. Have the thought centered upon it and do not make any strain of the mind or undue effort of any kind, you can direct the energy there, and then you can imagine or say to yourself, I am breathing in prana, happiness, joy, strength, vigor, love. All right? Then slowly exhale through the right nostril. Then inhale through the right nostril. Retain it as before. And exhale through the left nostril. And you can repeat this process about 12 times in the morning. Fear, depression, weakness, and other undesirable emotions which stands in the way of spiritual advancement will vanish. You will become more and more confident in success and self-realization. And this is needed, all right? Because sex isn't something in order to be played with. It's a very heavy responsibility, all right? It's an accountability. When you merge auric fields, that person's aura can actually stay within the other person's aura for 7 years. All right? So, let's say if you had a one-night stand or whatever the case is, you're dealing with energies in which that you don't fully comprehend, nor understand, or understand. And because of that, we see sex as something that is dirty, or see sex as something in which that you can just do, and it's just fun. And it's much more than that. With the power of sex, you can actually manifest things that you want into this realm. All right? You can actually reach the heights of spiritual enlightenment. You can actually regenerate and heal your body from any sickness. So what Marvin Gaye was talking about when he brought out his song, I think it was in 82. Might have been somewhere around there. I should say in the early 80s, let's just say that, Sexual Healing, very powerful song, so the reason for the solar plexus technique, the alternating nostril breath technique, is also to open and activate the 12 meridians. You know, in the body, you have two major ones, which some count as 14. The two major ones is your governing vessel and your conceptional vessel. Your governing is the energy that goes from the perineum up the spine to the top of the head, and your conceptional is the energy in which that, or the channel in which that goes down from the top of the head back to the perineum in the front, which makes what is referred to as a microcosmic orbit. As you channel energy through the governing and the conceptional vessel, it activates the 12 meridians, which are symmetrical on the right and the left sides of the body. And they are all connected with each other. When one is affected by a blockage, they are all ultimately damaged. All right, so chi brings this flow into the lungs first, then it travels to the large intestines, from there it goes to the stomach, then to the spleen, next to the heart, small intestines, the urinary bladder and kidneys. After that, it goes to the pericardium and the triple burner, and finally it goes to the gallbladder, then to the liver, then back to the lungs, where it starts its circular journey again. All right, and this is all done within a 24-hour span. All right, like for example, the lungs are activated between the hours of 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. The large intestines between 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. The stomach between 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. The spleen between 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The spleen, once again, is between 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The heart between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. The small intestines between 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. the urinary bladder between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. The kidneys between 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The pericardium between 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The triple burner between 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The gallbladder between 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And the liver to 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. And it starts back over to the lungs again at 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. So what it does is that it travels to each of these organs at a specific time of the day, as you hear. Now, the alternating nostril breath techniques help bring in energy, in which that if there's any area in your body, as we just mentioned, is affected. So let's say if you have asthma or bronchitis, you will wake up during the time of 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning and do the alternating nostril breath technique in order to heal your lungs and to bring prana into that particular area of your body. On your in your lungs, you have 5 lobes on your right side, 4 lobes on your left side, which makes 9 lobes. Normally, we don't deep breathe. We are shallow breathers, and so therefore, the blood do not get oxygenated properly. Remember, we have stated many times before that 70% of the waste product produced in your body is supposed to be eliminated by via breathing. 20% by your skin, hence through sweating, and 10% through defecation and urination. Okay? So this is the way in which that your body works. All right? Now, once you have activated those particular channels, you can do what is called a microcosmic orbit. And before we get to the microcosmic orbit, let's first go into bringing chi into the navel chakra, the dantian, which we was talking about the deep breathing exercise, in which that you restore the energy at the navel chakra. All right? So first you want to do the breathing technique for the dantian. And then once the energy is stored there in the navel chakra, then you want to do the microcosmic orbit, in which that you would bring the energy down to the perineum, up the spinal column, to the top of the head as you breathe in, and then down the front of the body, back to the perineum as you breathe out. And this is the way in which that the males or the men would do it. The women actually can bring the energy up from the perineum to the top of the head and down the back of the spine, down to the perineum in the opposite direction. All right? Or bring energy down from the top of the head, down the spinal column, and up the front of the body. Down the back of the spinal column, up the front of the body again. All right? In a circle of motion. Doing those microcosmic techniques, we recommend that it would be done in an interval of 9. So you can do it 9 times to 18 to, you know, up to 108 or more. You know, what that does is regenerate the body. So this is part of the regeneration portion. All right? Now, you need to regenerate yourself even before the sexual experience. All right? Because when you practice tantric kriya yoga, tantra, the breath pulls the shakti, the kundalini, magnetic energy into the spine, charging the electromagnetic properties of the cerebral spinal fluid, allowing the kundalini to move up the spine. And as the brain bathes in its charged fluid, the nervous system is transformed. Remember, we was already giving you the techniques for the nervous system. So you awaken to a new consciousness. The kundalini is the life force consciousness and the sexual energy. As it moves upward, it enlightens you. It heals you. During the normal sex, the energy flows downward and drains you. All right? One of the techniques taught by Master Sanyata, in which that he initiate students into, is called the cobra breath. And the cobra breath reverses the flow of sexual energy and turns it into a most valuable resource. The secret teachings of many traditions use kundalini energy to rejuvenate the body and to empower the mind and to awaken the soul. All right? So there are many forms of tantra, but some of the teachings you know, practice or erotic couple therapy, you know. Master Sanyata say he wants to initiate couples, all right, because it's been abused. Individuals have gone out who have gathered these teachings, and they're going around misusing and abusing the information, all right? So when you go to Master Sanyata, you need to come correct, all right? Now, the Cobra Breath technique, what it does is help bypass the chakra system, because the chakra system oftentimes is a lot of negative energies and experiences and traumas and dramas in which that have been stored within those seats or centers, because those are conscious seats and centers. They're also seats of light, and because they are endocrine glands, they're also chemical, harmonial in nature, all right? And a lot of these experiences that we have had, which is negative specifically, needs to be cleared before you go through the chakra system. And so the Cobra Breath technique is a key to the practice of actually tantric Kriya Yoga. This was a gift in which that was passed down to my avatar, Baba G. You know, and this is whom in which that the techniques was taught to Grandmaster Sanyata Saraswati. Alright? Tantra is sometimes referred to as the path of truth, the way of the heart, or the path of commitment. It is distinguished by its focus on emotional clearing, self-realization in our daily reality, and using the Kundalini as a spiritual resource. It is a most powerful tool to enable you to manifest fulfillment and prosperity in your life. All right? So Tantra means liberation through expansion, weaving together energy, the Shakti, the Kundalini, and consciousness, Shiva. So you have the Kundalini Shakti, and you have the Kundalini Shiva. The Kundalini Shakti will be referred to within Hebrew as the Shekinah, the divine face of God, all right, which is feminine in essence. In ancient Kemetic teachings or Temerian teachings, it would be all set. Now, the Kundalini Shiva is also referred to as Brahma, also referred to as Ra, also referred to as Asa, all right, which is referring to actually to the soul, which is embedded inside of the pineal gland, all right? And so Aset goes through the mini caves, which is symbolic to the chakras, in order to find Asa, who's been fragmented, our thinking, because we have taken on this material dense body, and we have thought that we actually think that this dense illusion is real. All right. Now, what happens is that when this divine marriage takes place in heaven between Aset and Asa, between Shakti and Shiva, it produces Krishna or Christ consciousness or Heru. All right, this is what is all this play is actually referring to when you read these various stories. All right. Now, you also want to understand the science of sex magic at that particular time too, because when the couple is intimate, their auric field becomes one. All right. And the thoughts in which that they think at the time are very powerful. And actually, the couple can actually manifest what they want here upon planet Earth. All right? what they really talk about in sex magic is the ceremony between the sexual union of man and woman. And, you know, it comes from the Western sex magic has its roots in the Holy Kabbalah. And we know that the Holy Kabbalah was remnants of information that was left in the libraries by the Moors once they left Europe, in particular Granada, Spain, in 1492. Okay? So when you really deal with the sexual act, very important information. So within an open and respectful sexual relationship, you can experience yourself in all aspects, all right? During sexual arousal, an enormous amount of energy can be channeled upward from the genitals along the spine to the top of the head. And on its way up, this energy fills and clears blockages, all right? Also in the chakras, all right? So, one of the things to be careful of is that during sex is the thinking process. You want to be able to think on the same thing. If there's a healing in which that needs to be done or taken place, then the concentration needs to be on the areas in which that needs to be healed, or whole total body healing. As a matter of fact, the various positions tap into the different organs of the body. All right? I give you a couple. For example, when the woman is riding on top of the man and the man is laying flat, he is moving up underneath. And what that does is heal his heart. All right? So there's many different techniques, but, you know, different positions, but these particular ones heal areas on which that is very needed, all right? What is referred to as the doggy style channels the energy from the kidneys, which is symbolic to the water element, and it channels the energy up towards the head for the woman. And it also helps with the energy at, for the male at his kidney area. So the kidneys are healed by the male and the female in that particular position. So the positions have sexual healing opponencies to them. So you have to keep that in mind too. All right? Now, when you're dealing with the Kundalini, we know that is 6,000 degrees in temperature is equivalent to the surface of the sun, as a matter of fact, you know. And the energy in which that you have the ability in order to channel, this melanin, I should say, has the ability in order to channel the full potency and potential of this, all right? When the Kundalini Shakti is awoke and she unites with the supreme static consciousness, which is Shiva, then the consciousness is asleep to the world and is one with the light of all things. But when the serpent is asleep, which is the Kundalini Shakti, the man is awoke to the world. So we know where individuals are at with their conscious level based on the things in which that they say. You can range where the Kundalini is located at within the individual. All right? Because when the Kundalini has gone up into the higher chakras, the universe is open, all right? And the individual sits with the gods and goddesses, okay? You can get a book called The Serpent Power by Avalon, right? But his name, I think, is Sir John Woodruff. Right? Good book. He tells people in there to be individuals specifically to be careful of the raising of the Kundalini because of the possibility of spontaneous human combustion. And that warning was not necessarily for those of darker hue. Alright? Now, let's get into the anatomy of the male organ. Alright? The testes is nothing more than the ovaries. The vas deferens is nothing more than the fallopian tubes within the woman. The prostate gland is a shrunken uterus. The penis is an elongated clitoris of the vagina. The chest is mammillous glands of the breast. Okay? So, the testes and the ovaries are the seeds and origin of creation. The ability to acknowledge that you can create. That's what it's symbolic to, metaphysically, esoterically. All right? That's the spiritual function of the genitalia, the vas deferens and fallopian tubes, the consciousness that's connected between what you potentially can create and how you can nurture that which that you create. The prostate and the uterus, the actual house that contains the seed, the thoughts that you desire to bear into your life, how you can choose to nurture your desires. The penis and the clitoris of the vagina, the gateway to receive and release your desires. The chest and breast, your capacity to nurture yourself. That's what they're all symbolic to. Now, scientists, according to scientific research, they've shown that the that based on the age of the individual and the erection angle can show, actually determine health, you know, of a male. So his erection angle can actually determine his health. It's a determiner of his health and biology. All right, so if the penis is like sticking straight up when he's erected, then that's like an erection of a teenager. If it's like about, which is like about 45 degrees, if it's down to about 60 degrees, that's like an erection of a 20-year-old. When it's about 90 degrees, that's like an erection of a 30-year-old. When it's about, a person is about 40, that's like an erection of about 105 degrees is a 40-year-old. 135 degrees is like a 50-year-old. And if you notice, the weaker the erection, the older the individual is. All right? Now, it doesn't have to be that way. There are herbs in which that can be utilized in order to strengthen that. One in particular is Yohimbe, in which that, for those who have heart situations, I wouldn't recommend taking because it does increase the heartbeat. But it can be used in small dosages. You can use, it can be used, honey, goat weed, salt pimento, sarsaparilla, pygidium, damiana for the male and female, and even for the female, Dong Quai and red raspberry helps with the blood being engorged within the clitoris, the clitoris, because it also get larger. So the correlation between the age and the erection angle is probably best remembered by looking at the hand, okay, with the fingers, five fingers spread out, all right, and that determines the power of the erection, all right. Now, it is thought that there is four types of energy necessary to create an erection. If a man cannot achieve an erection, it's because one or more of these four energies is lacking. He's deficient. All right? The four esoteric energies of erection are the blood energy, the muscle energy. Problems with the muscles anywhere in the body can prevent an erection. Nerve energy, a mental or nervous condition can prevent a man from having an erection. Bone energy, bone cancer or arthritis, rheumatism can prevent a man from achieving an erection. All right? So, these energies, levels in the body, must be strong. So, the blood energy, we would deal with the blood cleansing herbs in particular. The herbs to use would be chaparral, golden seal, garlic, black walnut, wormwood, burdock, yellow dock, padiaco. All right, those are the blood cleansing herbs. They destroy parasites, viruses, bacteria, worms, in order to strengthen the blood. All right, once the blood is clear of those particular poisons and toxins, then you can do the blood rebuilder, a blood builder. You can use alfalfa, wheatgrass, corella, all right, some say spirulina. These can be used. CMOS, bladderwrack, kelp, and dus. Right, these are all blood building herbs. All right. Then that helps also with the muscle energy. All right. CMOS is very good, actually, for all four of those energies. All right. Another name for CMOS is Irish CMOS. All right. That's also what they refer to it as. All right. Now, there's a rhythm for the brothers. Also, is based on their age, and it's according to Dr. Stephen Chang, in his Tao of Sexology book, he speaks about is the age times 0.2, which is the frequency of ejaculation. In days relative to a person's age. So let's say if the man is 30 years old, then his rhythm is 6 days, because 30 times 0.2 equals 6. All right, thus to maintain his health, a 30-year-old should not have an ejaculation more frequently than every 6 days, even though the body produces semen within 72 hours, 3 days. That is symbolic to the 3 days and three nights. The reason why Jesus is symbolic to a fish is actually just talking about semen. All right? It's a known fact within the Holy Quran. It teaches this science as well as within other science-related fields, biology in particular. It states that the sperm travels up the spinal column from the prostate fluid to the cerebral to the spinal fluid to be baptized in the River Jordan, which is actually what is referred to as the third ventricle, which is filled with cerebral fluid. The pineal gland overlooks that area. So the sperm travels up within the male to sit with God and the 24 elders, because the 12 pair of cranial nerves sits around the pineal gland, and the 24 elders are symbolic to the 12 pair cranial nerves, 12 times pair, which is 2, 24. So that goes back to the book of Revelations. The book of Revelations is nothing more than a book in which that explains the opening of the seven seals, which is your chakra system. So as the sperm travels up, it takes in all of that consciousness through each of the chakra systems to to be within the abode of God, the kingdom of God. Hence, the kingdom of God is within you, Luke 17:21. And then the sperm received the spark, the transferring of soul energy, life energy. And then it travels back down the spinal column to reside within the testicles to be gushed forth. So, even though the man might be 30 years old, you know, and he might have to wait 6 days, it's not saying that he, to replace the nutrients lost from one ejaculation, you have to wait 6 days. This man actually can have sex daily or 4 to 5 times daily, but he can only lose his semen once every 6 days. That's what that is symbolic to. Okay, so that is the science of retention. Now, Stephen Ching also goes into the fact of the shallow strokes and the deep thrust strokes, in which that the energy is circulated. All right, so about at 98% of orgasm, the male will pull out of the vaginal canal, pull up his anal muscles and perineum, look up towards the sky, and channel the force up the spinal column and down the front, circulating it 7 times. And then go back in and continue the thrust techniques, whether it's shallow or deep thrust. You read the book and you understand what it's talking about. I won't get into it here. And with that, each time he gets to the point or near the point of orgasm, he would channel the energy up. And he has to master this, because I get into it a little bit later about the hold back techniques. And once he learned how to do it at least 10 times, he would have activated all of his spiritual centers. All right? But let's get back to the symbolism of the phallus or the penis. And understanding it, the top of the penis symbolizes the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the prostate gland, the adrenal gland, thymus, heart, lungs, nose area. That's what the head of the penis symbolizes as far as in reflexology. Below the head of the staff goes into the spleen, the mouth, the stomach, and the pancreas. Below that, the liver, the eyes, the small intestines. Below that, the large intestines, kidneys, ears, bladder, and then the testicles are connected to all of the glands. And this is where the science of testicular breathing comes in at for the brothers, learning how to breathe in through their testicles, in which that this is taught by Master Mantak Chia. Males how to cultivate sexual energy. Okay? He would sit erect on the edge of the chair. He can sit nude if he choose to, cool, slightly warm. And he would center his attention around his scrotum. And he would inhale slowly and pull the testicles up, holding for about a count of 15, and then exhale slowly and lower the testicles. And as he inhaled, he would think of the breath going into the testicles and filling them up. And at the same time, raise the testicles or the testes with the breath, you know. So then he would gently continue inhaling and exhaling with the testicles until he feels a lot of cold energy in the scrotum. All right, he would do this breathing, you know, in a round of about 9, and then rest and practice again for about 3 to 6 sets. After doing this for about 10 to 14 days, he'll notice that the testicles would become activated each time he breathes. When this occurs, then he know that he's completed the exercise properly. All right? So, you can continue guiding the cool energy up the scrotum into the perineum by inhaling and pulling this up slightly on the testicles. He will put his mind on the perineum and hold it there. Inhale and exhale 3 times to build up the testicle energy. Now, begin to draw the energy from the testes up the back channel, which is called the Shoshuna, as it's sipping on a straw, arch the lower back outward so that there's no curve in it. And this allows the energy to move up the spine easily. All right? Do this for a count of six. Then lower the back to return to normal. Then breathe the energy up to the solar plexus. Then allow the energy to rest there for about 2 to 3 minutes. Then put energy up to the back of the head, inhale and exhale, you know, at the testes, and pump the energy up by contracting the anal and the perineum, and place your tongue at the upper palate of the mouth. And move the energy up towards the crown chakra, and you may feel the sensation that your head is spinning, and you count 36 revolutions. This will help memory and clear the thinking. Then allow the energy to diffuse into the head. All right? You continue pumping the energy into the head for 3 to 6 sets. And then you can allow the energy to diffuse through the head and the body, allowing yourself to feel the cold energy. Don't force the process. You don't want to heat up the energy. It cannot be stored in the brain as heat. So the cool energy can be stored in the brain. All right? And that's where the males store their energy at, or can't store their energy at, right? Now, you can also do what is called seminal kung fu for men, in which that you can massage the testicles very lightly, each one, several times, 36 times each. And then you can then hold them, grasp them with your right hand, and take your left hand and rotate in a counterclockwise position, and then reverse, and then you take your left hand and grasp the testicles or the scrotum sac, and rotate at the navel chakra, the right hand, in a circular motion. All right, so you know, in a clockwise position. So, in other words, the left hand is going in a counterclockwise position, and you can rotate that 24 times, and then in a clockwise position, it can be done 36 times. All right, and then afterwards, you can take both hands. Remember, we said like the male, you had place his left hand over top of his right at the navel chakra, or either what is called the sperm palace, which is about 2 to 3 inches below the navel chakra, and place the hands there. And this will manufacture more semen within the body. All right, so these are just simple techniques, but they definitely work, and they have a power, you know, you can actually feel. All right, so we was talking about the healing effects of the whole back for the males, and the whole back's, you know, is for superior orgasm, you know, full body orgasm, but they also have healing effects on both the men and the women, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for example, if we was talking about the man getting up to about 98% of about the orgasm, and he stops and he pull up his anal muscles, what's called the day exercise, the women would refer to it as the Kegel exercise, and pull up that area and stop it from happening, stop the orgasm. He would strengthen and energize the body. If he do it twice, he would energize and strengthen the eyes and the ears. If he did it 3 times, he would strengthen the immune system, increase the body resistance, and retard the aging process. If he did it 4 times, he would strengthen and energize the internal organs. At 5, he would improve the circulatory system and prevent strokes and varicose veins. At 6, he would energize the bones and prevent arthritis. At 7, he would energize and tone the muscular system. At 9, he would develop a strong aura. At 8, he would develop a strong aura. At 9, he will heal all kinds of sickness. At 10, the man becomes completely psychic and very spiritual, since the pineal gland is fully energized. All right? Now, think about when, just think about if you mastered these sciences, how potent the sperm would be when it travels up the spine, brothers, to receive the spark of God. Meaning more energy would be endowed within that particular sperm. In other words, that Christ. In other words, we already came back here as the Christ. The fact that you beat out, nowadays, about 400 million sperms. All right, Dr. York said it was 777,777,777 germ cells called sperms. Within the body at one time. So just think about you being out all those millions and millions of sperms to get here into the physical flesh. Okay? So this is a very powerful sequence when you think about it. And we know that the pineal gland is the master gland of the body. It is the major endocrine gland in the brain. All right, Descartes, the French philosopher, said that the soul is embedded inside of the pineal gland. All right, if you read information from the Anthroposophical Society by Rudolf Steiner, who broke away from the Theosophical Society upon the Mount of Vygotsky, who broke away from the Rosicrucians, all of that is the same Rosicrucian teachings, which is Moorish science, actually. All right, the remnants of the ancient Kemetic mystery school, what is called Herbach, the light teachings. Anyway, he says that the 12 constellations is seen under the dome of the filaments and is reflected under the dome of the human brain, or what is called the human being's skull. All right? And the reason why Rudolf Steiner said this is because within the brain, they're called the cranial nerves, and they sit around in a circle. And sit around a circle and circle the pineal gland. All right, Master Sanyata speaks about this within his book, Jewel and the Lotus. All right? And these 12 pair of cranial nerves is the olfactory nerve, the optic nerve, the oculomotor nerve, the trochlear nerve, the trigeminal nerve, the abducens nerve, the facial nerve, the vestibular nerve, the glossopharyngeal nerve, the vagus nerve, the accessory nerve, and the hypoglossal nerve. All right, I think that was it. So those nerves comes in pairs, and it's 12 pairs, which is symbolic to, like we said earlier, to the 24 elders that sit around the throne of God. So the throne of God in his kingdom is the pineal gland. The kingdom is the brain via the mind, which spans the whole 76 quintillion miles diameter of the universe. Right? You can get that information from the Nation of Gods and Earth, as well as also within the which is called the 120 lessons, and you can get that information from the Nation of Islam from the Student Enrollment Lessons. All right, speaks about the universe. So when you go to Revelations 4:4, it says, "Round the throne was 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment." And they had on their heads crowns of gold. The 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Amen. No, hallelujah. Amen. So, when you read that, they refer to, Amen, that hidden force. You know, you know. So that is the hidden force within you, your soul. Now, when these glands are activated, the 12 pair of cranial nerves that sits around the pineal gland is fully activated. As we said, through the hold back technique, what it does is give you extrasensory perception and awareness of information about events external to the psyche that are not gained through the senses alone. You know what I'm saying? You know, oftentimes they're described as the clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, which is intuition, clairguestance, precognition, which is future telling, psychemistry, telepathics, telekinesis, which is mind over the body, and being able to move objects with the mind and vice versa. All of this goes back to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, where it speaks about now concerning spiritual gifts, brother, and I will not have you ignorant. Now, there are diversities of the gifts, but the same spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God who worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given unto every man to profit with all. For to one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the words of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another the faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, and to another diverse kinds of tongues. So all of this is talking about the so-called non-fruits of Christ. In other words, your Christ consciousness and what it's endowed with once you reach that particular level or that state of consciousness. Okay? Now, that's the science of the male. Let's get into the woman. When you get into the reflexology zones of the woman's sexual organs, the clitoris is symbolic to the pineal gland, the pituitary gland. You know, the head of it, as you go up, symbolic to the adrenal and the thymus gland. Inside of the vaginal walls, you have the G-spot, which sits about an inch to 3 inches inside of the vagina, the inner lips, the urethral sponge of the clitoris. All of that is symbolic to the kidney area. And then as you go further up, the vaginal canal, the liver, up further, the spleen and the pancreas. And then before you go near the cervix, which if a woman have dimples, we get into that too. If a woman have dimples, she have a double ring cervix, which means that the cervix would become acceptable for the penis to extend if the penis is longer to extend. But the male don't really want to go into there because it can actually cause the women problems. All right, she want to keep the cervix area closed, you know, not to get it get bacteria into that area. But the area right before that, as we were saying, to the cervix is the heart and the liver and the lungs. All right. So, the reflexology is that the penis has to be long enough in order to and fat enough in order to reach these particular areas because there's grooves, as you would know, brothers and sisters, along the way in the vagina canal, in which that of symbolic to the nerve. And then it's all there, in which that gives forth the pleasure. All right? And so the area above the cervix enters into what is called the uterus. Now, and then the ovaries, that sits on the side, the left and right. Now, of course, when you look at the picture, it looks like an unk, actually. And that's where the unk symbol comes from. If you check out any of the presentations by Oshawa Kwesi, he speaks about this. Well, he has spoken about this. The uterus is suspended within the pelvis by a group of ligaments, strings, in which that aids in keeping all of the digestive organs in their proper place. The uterus, along with the ovaries and the kidneys, contain and stores all of the sexual energy within the woman. All right, when a woman is born, she actually has potentially the reserves of 1 million eggs. All right, this correlates to the tablespoon of semen by the male, in which that has so many nutrients in it. I think it's like 2 cups of milk, 2 New York House Porter steaks, 6 oranges, 8 eggs, 2 lemons, you know, and so forth and so on. This is all nutrients, you know, in the form of what they refer to as amino acids, enzymes, vitamins, minerals within that one tablespoon of semen. And so every time that he ejaculates, he's losing his life force, and this is the reason for that information on which that we taught a little bit earlier, and how to retain his life force, all right, and learn how to circulate that energy. And it's the same for the woman. You know, many changes can occur in the menstrual cycle of the woman. As we know that the menstrual cycle is based on 28 days cycle, which is correlates to the moon. And the moon controls the water tide of the planet. It also influences the menstrual of the woman. All right? Now, she learns what it's called. Just like the male had testicular breathing, the woman has ovarian breathing. All right? This is a technique that can preserve the life of the ovaries and prevent energies being squandered also from the woman. Women should only ovulate and menstruate the number of times necessary to create the number of children she desires, or they desire. If a woman is only interested in having 4 children, then actually only 8 to 10 menstruation periods should occur within her life. This also means that she should only ovulate 8 to 10 times within her life. All right? So learn and practice the ovarian breathing exercise, and this can become a reality. Also, doing what is called a day exercise by pulling up your anal muscles and perineum. Ladies, sisters, goddesses, y'all can cut out the number of days of the menstrual cycle to the point of where you might just spot. All right? Actually, what we have found out through scientific research is that the woman menstruates for a long period of time because she feels oppressed. Okay? So what this does is put the emotions and the feelings back into your hands and not being manipulated by the males. All right? So the ovarian breathing exercise involves a gentle contraction of the chi muscle. The various positions will be described, which is, you know, the sitting, the standing, and the lying down. It can be done either of those ways. And you will focus your attention on both of the ovaries. Then you will gather more energy into the area described as the ovarian palace, which is about 3 inches below the navel chakra, as we said, where the sperm palace is for the male, from which that you will move the energy through the uterus to the perineum. From there, you will guide the energy up the back to the brain, and then use your tongue as a switch. You will guide the energy down to the navel chakra, where within you it would be stored there. All right? You will have noticed that the energy of the ovaries is regarded as hot energy. All right, so the high energy is stored in the navel. Now, it can also be stored in the heart, but in the early stages of practice, we advise you to store the sexual energy in the navel. And as your practice continues, you can store it in the heart to increase love, joy, and compassion. All right? Now, to facilitate the study of the female orgasm, the orgasm has been separated actually into 9 steps or stages of experience. These 9 steps or joined together in various degrees of overlaps, creating a multi-level experience. All right, a woman experiencing a complete orgasm, or 9 levels of orgasm, undergoes 9 stages of blooming until she finally opens up and surrenders herself to the man who has served her. Now, at 4, the woman can have a genital orgasm, but that is not a full-body orgasm. That isn't reached until step 9. So the male has to learn those holdback techniques in order to get the woman to these through these 9 stages. All right, that is the importance of it. And also he has to learn the counts of the shallow and deep thrust strokes, in which that is mentioned by Dr. Stephen Chang. Now, each level of orgasm energizes certain parts of the body, just like it did for the male. It does for the woman, too, and evokes a certain predictable response in the woman. All right? At one, the lungs are energized. The woman sighs. She breathes heavily and salivates. Two, the heart is energized. The woman, while kissing the man, extends her tongue out to him. According to Xu Wen of the classical Internal Yellow Emperor, he states that the tongue corresponds to the heart. All right? Now, so does various other parts of the body, all right, such as the clitoris and the head of the penis. Also, at three, the spleen, pancreas, and the stomach is energized. And this is told, or, you know, the obvious response is that as her muscles become activated, the woman grasps and holds the man tightly. Four, the kidneys and the bladder. The woman experiences a series of vaginal spasms at this time, and secretions begin to flow. Four, the bones. The woman joins loosens and she begins to bite the man. Six, the liver and nerves. The woman gyrates like a serpent, trying to wrap her arms and legs around the male. Seven, the blood is energized. The woman's blood is boiling and she's fanatically trying to touch the man everywhere. Eight, the muscles. Her muscles totally relaxed. She bites even more and grabs the man's nipples. Nine, the entire body is energized. She collapses in a little depth. She completely surrenders to the man and is completely opened up. All right, that is a full body orgasm. All right. If y'all never experienced it, I'll give you how you know is because you go into like a little seizure when your whole body is jumping and you feel the currents going up your spinal column and it feels like electricity is flowing throughout your whole body and which that is causing your body to have a spasm and jump your legs, your arms, you know, other portions of your body. That is a full body orgasm. That's how I knew that my son was coming to the planet Earth. You know, I know exactly what day and what time that my son came here and he was conceived. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure some of y'all might not be able to know that, you know, but, you know, I was based on that particular experience, you know. So, let's get into now the physiology and the physical characteristics and how you can tell also. Like, for example, if you look at the woman's or the male hands, you can tell about the shape and the size of the vaginal canal and also of the penis, right? So if the man has short, stubby or thick fingers, then that would mean the same for his penis. Now, all of this is about 90% accurate, you know, so it's not 100%, but it is definitely something in which that you can utilize, engage. All right? So if all men's fingers are fleshly, wide, and thick, it is an indication that he have a thick penis. If all of the man's fingers are thin, then it would indicate that he have a thinner penis. Long fingers, especially the first one, indicates a long penis. A good shape thumb, you know, on the male symbolizes the head of the penis. All right? So, that's how you also know. So, like, for example, a mushroom penis with a large head and a shallow shaft is best for maximum vaginal stimulation. All right? And you can tell that based on the top part of the thumb being fat and then the narrow shaft of the thumb. Okay? For the woman, fat thumb heads with a narrow shaft is equivalent to a tight vaginal opening with a vaginal canal that is wide on the inside. That is more suitable for a mushroom sized penis. The thumb that is not fat at the fingernail or end, but a more tubular in shape reflects a vagina as tubular in shape. Short fingers is a actual sign of a short and narrow vaginal canal. Okay? We're going to get to some question and answerings here pretty soon, within the next 7 minutes or so, but I just want to finish going through this information. You can tell also by the eyebrows. If the person has thick eyebrows, strong eyebrows, then that's an indication that they have a strong sex drive. All right? If they have thin eyebrows, then they might not be as so sexual. It also is symbolic to the fact that they might not have as much pubic hair. If they have the thick eyebrows, they have more pubic hair also. All right. If you look at the nose, if the nose is long, it indicates for a woman a deep tubular vagina. If the nose is small, it indicates a warm personality. The broad, flat nose indicates a quiet, domestic, and dependent personality. The fine, thin, bony nose indicates a sensitive and more nervous and often erratic personality. The hawk or hook nose indicates a energetic and often sexually aggressive personality. A woman with a broad, flat nose is more likely to be quieter, more domestic, and dependent on a man. A woman with a depressed root or base of the nose is very aggressive and very emotional. All right. The male features, if a man's lips are wide and thick, there's an indication of a bigger penis. Then small lips indicates a smaller penis. A thick, flat nose indicates a thick penis shaft. A long nose indicates a long penis. Deep eyes with thin skin, eyelids indicates a long penis. A full, long eyebrow indicates a strong, long penis. And that's what we were saying earlier. And if the area of the ears are long, it indicates a strong penis of good size. All right. You can also use the eyes. Large eyes indicate superior lovers. Small eyes indicate a rational mind. You can the small ears indicate deficiency, deficient kidney energy, and weak sexual potential. An ear that is thick and fleshy all around is a sign of good health and strong sexual potency. Large ears that protrude from the head with fat lobes indicates good sexual potential and strong kidneys. All right. The teeth is also indicator. All right. Large teeth indicates a passive and sexually aggressive personality. Small teeth, the opposite. You know, so these are all things that we have to look at. You know, the mouth size also. Person with lower lip is especially sensitive to touch. You know, whoever larger lower lip. It says those persons with lower lip. Is especially sensitive to touch, will usually fall in love and enjoy sex before engaging in an intellectual relationship with their lover. To be effective in the stimulation of one's partner, the lips must be moist, which is a sign of sexual arousal in both men and women. The mouth and genitals are considered opposite poles of the body, and as such, one is regarded as the reflection of another. And thus, when a person talks, this indicates that the person is sexually, can mean actually that the person is sexually frustrated. Energy is channeled through conversation rather than sexual expression. If the person has a large mouth, it indicates that the person has a tendency to scream aloud during orgasm and has a large capacity for sex. All right. Even the buttocks, especially on the women, can tell or give signs to the sexual nature. The buttocks dipping down indicates a strong sexual drive. A big buttocks indicates a strong, healthy, good wife and mother. A sharp upper buttocks indicates a weak sexual drive. And a small buttocks will round it up and down indicates a medium sex drive. All right. Now, Dr. Drew Pookrum, she breaks down in her sexual energy book that a woman with the large buttocks, the one in particular, the buttocks that dips down, in which that indicates a strong sex drive, is also an indication of a woman intellectual capacity. And that makes sense because right above the crack of the behind is the seat or the abode of the kundalini energy, in which that when it is moved up the spinal column, it awakens those seven states of consciousness. It opens the seven seals, and it brings enlightenment. Okay. The breasts also can symbolize the sexual nature. The plate type of breast indicates a lower sex energy. The bowl type of breast indicates a healthy sex drive. The ball type of breast with large nipples and areola indicates a very strong and forceful personality. The mountain peak type of breast is shaped like a peak with nipples pointing up. This indicates a woman who is very warm and passionate. You know, in the pendulum type of breast, if the supporting muscles are strong, it indicates a strong sexual potential. If the muscles are flat or flabby, it indicates a weaker sex drive. All right? So, by mastering these particular sciences of sex, all right, you can bring about the holistic health and the regeneration part of it, in which that is when the man and woman become one. That's called the blending of the conduits. And that's what we're talking about, that the auras become one. All right? Let's go in. And right now we're going to go to a break and come back and start answering some questions.
Can they hear you?
Who?
Your family. In the afterlife.
Like my flow magical, got you on another vibe. And every time you hear my voice, no remorse for suckers who get evicted by the lyrics that spit. It's a habit that's gotta be fed. And it's tragic, this is sitting and not received. Before it's too late, the state of hip hop is a state of mind. If a jam is hot, you rewind. That's why the blood stays on the mind. Check your status, this is lyrical apparatus. Will have you out of breath. The depth of my talent keeps this beat off balance. As they all get balanced, trying to figure out what's next. It's just the feel of the bus. Not body parts, but the flow dark. The art verse without a curse, dropping every verse.
Of Yeshua HaMashiach, revelated that it is already written. The dope of Exum will pattern and then diminish within the plane of the Phoenix. Behold, Mashahada of Khalifa, of Mustafa, said I was asked to be the ass, the Alameen, Mohayadeen, Zorakai of the Alam Green, Limestone, Crystal Beijing, bearer of the double edged sword of Alamda, and in the depths of Inadel, Shibala, in our dark light, the nucleus of the Akasha, the Korean explorers from the vast desolate desert lands of Nuba. I am the Masahaba. Mashiach of Queen Sheba, to all blasphemers and Kaffa, they shall recite the caliber, they begin to check the Mataka, La Ila, Hala, and the law, they separate the solar blessing of the Akhmet, Parabis, Rasulullah, they shall receive the breath of Yahuwah. I reveal to all those who claim to be Mukmin, Muhammad is hidden within the Kaaba, 359 idols of the moon deity Dinah, in the scripture, interpretate the seventh chapter, in the year 2003 AD, it's a planetary alignment, and with the owl shall see, so open your eyes and you shall see.
You shall see. Star Wars, speech rolls from all fours. Gargoyles and Flugarage escape this little pond. As the fall, look alike, the book of life flows. He's appeared to Joseph in a dream state. Started clean state, moved to Iraq. It is danger for the strange in a manger. Change your ways, follow the sun rays on Monday. Day 10, build a playpen. Myrrh, frankincense, and 30 shekels of gold. Three souls, probe the globe, follow the star. Place a scroll in a hollow jar, spar with Satan. In Ramadan, we honor John, son of Zebedee, heavily caught, defying on Zion. Lay the map, slap, follow where we at, land of the pierced tongues. I remove my eardrums, replaceable bongos. Monotone, I roam, shine with stone, recite a poem, he critiqued the beat. Took a seat, began to speak, remove your cleats. The street is holy, it's what he told me, boldly he spoke. Dagger and cloak, reaching his coat, off of the smoke, coughing flint from his throat. Old man with a gold hand, rolling jackass on the back path, two hand back draft. Ask the question, which direction is up? He plucked the rose, and suppose another grows in the same place, but it ain't the same shape. Would it be the same fate? See you at heaven's gate. He took his last breath, soul moved to Damascus, caught up in a rapture.
As I transcend celestial deserts in search of an oasis, vanishing dreams to lay the fundamental basis, my soul chases opposite dimensional spaces, material worlds is erases. I see a thousand faces as I look into the perpetual sea. A million children follow me into the molecular structure of infinity, and instantly we bind. Find ourselves growing inside the cosmic axis of the lotus as it starts to divide. Multiply by four, the four corners start to soar into the 16 attributes of the omnipresent door, which contains the quarter balance. When upset, contains silence and violence. Ignorance to science, hatred to alliance. Walk the thin line between allegiance and defiance. Between the role model and the kid who magnify hands. Combine with Shiva as we start to do the dance. With the fiery lance, destroying corruption. To make way for the eruption of the new age. Dive into the destruction of the blank page. Eliminate the atoms of the steel cage and do away with age. And do away with age.
Chosen as the omnipresent, supreme, ultimate deity. Widespread influence of spiritual gravity. Sources and forces of spiritual power. Travel the super universe in unison. And then cooperation. Plans of mortal ascension. Ancient commission. Walk on waters near the eternal Isle of Paradise. Twice sacrifice. Celestial trilogy for metaphysical assembly. Trinitized ambassadors, those high in authority. Masters of philosophy, Shadrach, evolute, and combine energy, mind, and matter. Prophets laced in cloaks of gold and jasper. One strike disaster. Blood flood, hemoglobin, EBE probing. Left and right brain hemispheres. Shedding tears for the sake of the saved years. Of the coming sun cycle, Triton serpents travel faint. Dream spirals lurk among rivals that hide, they despise. Tell them victim is lies. The harder they try, starts to backfire so they can't. We tie back to the last study they tasks and diagrams. Become a living lamb like I am.
All right. We're back. And we're going to go to 1343. Caller 1343. And then with 1343, you're on air. Yes. Caller?
Caller, you're on the air. We're going to go to 9044. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you?
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question about celibacy. That's something that I have been trying as of late, and it's been kind of hard getting through it. But I was just wondering, I mean, is that something that would help with rejuvenation? You was talking about, you know, just withholding the semen. And I was just wondering, like, do you know, like, some techniques or something that, you know, that just to help with you know, just doing that?
Yeah, well, celibacy means that you're dealing with yourself. And when that is the case, then masturbation would be utilized in order to raise the energies up and circulate in a microcosmic or macrocosmic orbit. So, once again, you would get to the point of reaching 98% of orgasm, pull up your anal muscles and perineum, channel the energy upward as you breathe in, and then down as you breathe out from the top of the head back to the perineum, and circulate that energy 7 times. And once again, when you get to the point of 98% of orgasm, again, you would do the same thing over and over again, and you would do it, like we said, based on the same hold back techniques, you know, and you can have it, according to those who practice Tantra, Kriya Yoga, you can actually have a genital orgasm after you circulate the energy. If you study the Taoism, you know, then you can retain that energy within yourself and have a internal orgasm. So it's based on what school of thought and which that you study from.
Oh, okay. Well, I was wondering, I mean, is there any way to, you know, raise your consciousness in that way just, you know, just by just doing celibacy alone? Because I didn't, because I had, you know, I wasn't doing anything, like no kind of ejaculation at all.
Right. Well, yes, you can do certain breathing or pranayama techniques, breath techniques, breath control, in which that you can do what is called the pranic breathing technique, in which that we often talk about, in which that you can breathe in for a count of 6, hold it for 3, out for 6, hold it for 3, or breathe in for a count of 7, hold it for 1 count, out for 7, hold it for 1 count, and do that 100 times, either or 100 times a day. So you can do it that way by breathing in more prana breath or breathing. You can also practice Qigong, Tai Chi. You know, so I mean, there's definitely many things that you can do in order to cause the upswelling of energy, which is the Kundalini within the body. The more energy that you can store, the more the Kundalini will arise, or there'll be an upswelling of energy at the base of the chakras into the higher chakras. All right, but for a person who is celibate, it takes a longer amount of time, all right, to reach spiritual enlightenment than it would for a person who practiced Tantra, Kriya Yoga, or Tao or Sexology.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You can also practice Kundalini Yoga, in which that would cut down on the years in which that it would take. In practicing the Kundalini Yoga, it actually can speed up spiritual enlightenment and cut down on the number of years that it would take. Normally, it would take an individual who's trying to practice celibacy probably 20 years in order to reach spiritual enlightenment compared to a person who studies Tantra Kriya Yoga or Tao Sexology or Kundalini Yoga. In Kundalini Yoga, in practice, they actually you can do it within a 2-year span.
Okay. It seems like that you mastered a lot of different things in these areas. I was just wondering, like, what kind of things have you experienced, you know, as a result of all of your studies and you know, these techniques?
Well, like we were saying, the full body orgasm, in which that is probably one of the more profound things in which that you can experience when your whole body feel like you have an orgasm, when you feel the energy throughout your whole body instead of just at the genital area. There's a release, you know, but you're feeling like a whole release from the whole body. So I felt that many of times. Also, along the lines of
enhanced, you know, mental capacity or like, you know, things you said.
Right. Well, I can, when the pineal gland is fully activated, I know I've been able to see the future events, tell what was getting ready to happen. I was able to, you know, so I had clairvoyance. Also, I had clairaudience. I was able to do remote viewing. I was able to take my mind into certain situations and know what was going on. So in that regard, yes, there are siddhas or siddhis in which that is definitely, you know, produced, you know, by practicing these techniques.
Wow, okay, all right. Well, I mean, I appreciate it. That's all, like, most of the only the questions that I had to ask.
Okay. All right,
Well,
you're welcome, brother. We're going to go to the next caller. Number ending in 5790. You're on the air. Greetings, you're on the air.
Area code.
Ending in 5790. You're on the air. You have a question? All right. We can go to the next caller. 7002, ending in 7002. You're now on the air.
Roll back, brother. Aline?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, brother. This is Brother Markel from Greenville.
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother. I had a question. When, like, during the intercourse, and like you were saying, at 98%, you wanna pull out at 98%. Okay. What type of technique could I do to hold it at 98%? You know, because I've tried, but, you know, I'll explode.
Okay. Well, if you are trying to, if you would pull up your anal muscles and perineum, that would stop it, and look up towards the skies or heaven with your eyes closed, getting your focus off of, you know, of the sister, you know, who's before you, you know, before you can channel that energy outward, or she can reach around your buttocks area and press the indenture, which is called a perineum, which lies halfway between your anus and your scrotum sac, and she can press that, what is called a million-dollar spot, in order to stop the orgasm. Or she can also press about an inch or so underneath the right nipple, that area, and actually stop the orgasm from occurring too. So there's several ways in which that it can be done. You know, you just have to find a way in which that works best for you. You might not need to go 98%. You know, you might just need to go to just slightly past the point of when you feel as if you'll get ready to, and then, you know, stop it like that until you master it up to that point.
Okay.
All right.
And how many times should I practice? Just practice until I master it.
Yeah, basically. Like we said, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, so that means every 6 days, you can only ejaculate every 6 days. But within those 6 days, you can have sex as many times as you choose to, but you have to ejaculate, you know, and or you don't want to ejaculate, as we would say, you know, except during those, you know, until the end of the 6 days, you know, that way you won't lose your life force, you know. So, yeah, you can practice, but practice with the intent of not actually producing the orgasm, you know, in the sense of genital orgasm or the ejaculation until the 6th day.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And
all right, the next call is 757 and ending with 5789. You're on the air. Excuse me, 5780. You're on the air.
Hello, peace.
Peace.
Peace, peace. This is Brother Ashkenaz from Norfolk,
peace,
Virginia.
Bro. All right.
Peace,
how you
doing?
All right.
My master teacher. How you doing? Peace. Hotel, brother. This is really I'm gonna just say the blessing. I'm gonna say that word. This is something because I was talking about you last night and everything right after my experience. And I had brought you up, and I was actually saying how thankful and grateful I was for the knowledge that I obtained from you. Because last night, you know, I did my motion and everything, and I just did it 3 times. But I didn't release my life force. You know, I kept it. And I went to bed, you know, had a dream. And in my dream, I was freestyling in my dream, but I was conscious of all the different things I was saying. Like I was encased in darkness, and I was just really like just feeling myself. And somehow I just woke up. It was around about 5 a.m. I had to use the bathroom, and then I went back to sleep, and that was that. But many times before, when I've done that same breathing technique, one other time I did it 9 times, and just for me doing it 9 times, when I went to sleep at that moment, I was fully conscious in my dream, and I was standing in front of a mirror in my dream, and I was just saying really great, powerful things to myself. And I just felt like my chakra centers, my spiritual centers, like right in the center of my body, it just started to like spin, like started to move like back and forth, left to right, left to right, like really fast at a rapid speed. And then I started to come out of my body. I started to see it was like this steam, hazy looking feeling. And as I started to feel that, I let out this loud scream in my dream, like this loud noise, this real loud noise. And it was like it really felt like an orgasm, but like times like a 9 trillion times or something. And I actually thought that it felt like I was going to die. I can't really explain it. It was like I was having an orgasm, and I thought I was going to go away from here. Like, I thought I was going to actually, like, leave my body. And my wife, Shatera, she woke me up out of my dream because I kind of shook her up because she said while I was sleeping, I actually let out, like, some kind of noise, and my eyes were rolling in the back of my head. And that was that. So I understand everything that you're saying. I mean, it's really deep because I experienced it for myself. And I know it's real. I mean the practices are real, and it's just the whole idea of having that self-discipline and staying in high vibrations, positive vibrations, so we can go through these, you know, practice daily, you know.
Hello? No doubt about it. Yes, yes. No doubt about it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, when you orgasm, actually that is a state of heaven. That is a glimpse into the heavens. That is how we actually feel, you know what I'm saying? As we would say, out of the body. You know what I'm saying? Our body vibrates higher at a higher frequency. So that was symbolic to you gaining your glimpse of heaven. You know what I'm saying? You know that the pineal gland is the communication between the spirit world and the earthly world, or the physical world. So, you know, being that you was dreaming, you know, your third eye or pineal gland was activated, and that was all based on the images in which that your pineal was gathering, you know what I'm saying, at that particular time, based on the experience in which that you was having, the sexual experience in which that you was having, you know. So you could have possibly came out of your body in order to have a soul travel experience, you know. So, I mean, these are techniques, and all of this is information which that, you know, Master Sanyata, he actually teaches, you know. That's why I was recommending to get his book, Jewel and the Lotus, in which that he goes in depth, you know, in the book, you know. And for those who actually want to take his class, I recommend that they go to www.shendao. That's S-H-E-N-T-A-O. www.shendao, Energy Arts, I-N-N-E-R-G-Y, Arts, A-R-T-S.com. All right? You know, go to his website. And you can get in contact with him. I think you can just actually put in the engine search Shendao, and you can pull up Master Sanyata Saraswati, his website, or you can just type in Sanyata Saraswati. That's S-U-N-Y-A-T-A, Sanyata Saraswati, S-A-R-A-S-W-A-T-I, Saraswati. So check him out. He was teaching me Qigong and Tai Chi before I even met him, months prior to me actually coming under his tutelage. He was teaching me Qigong through via the astral plane. And I didn't even know how he looked, but when I seen him, that's exactly how he looked.
Wow.
And then he kept telling me, I know who you are. You know, so, you know, he also remembered, you know. So, I mean, these are, you know, things in which that, you know, when you, you know, do your practices, you definitely reach levels of communication, whether it's with the spiritual world or through the spirit world. All right? Thank you, Al.
John D. Oh, Aline?
Yes.
Yo. Yes. I had another question. So, actually, so each time, like when I circulate the energy, if I circulate it 9 times or 10 times, do I have to release myself or no? I mean, I can still just hold that energy, right? Or
say it again. I didn't get that last part.
Okay.
Sound like the phone went out.
Okay, what I was saying was when I circulate my energy like that 10 times, do I have to release myself after that 10th cycle?
Oh, you're talking about the hold back technique? No, you'll circulate the energy seven times. You'll circulate the energy seven times. All right, 7 times. And you'll do the the hold back technique 10 times.
Okay.
Each
okay,
time
so
that you hold back, you would circulate the energy 7 times.
Okay. Cycle it 7 times and do it. And okay, cycle it 7 times and do it
right
in sets
of
9.
Right. So, for example, as you doing your stroke technique, you go in and out, As you come out, you'll pull up your anal muscles,
right,
and take your eyes and put them up towards the heavens and pull the energy up the spinal column and down the front of the body and circulate that energy in a microcosmic orbit 7 times. And then once you do that, then you can go back into the thruster, deep thrust, shadow thrust technique. And then each time you get to the 98%, you can stop, hold it, and pull the energy up and circulate it 7 times again. And then you can go back to, after you finish the circulation, you can go back to the thrusting, you know.
Okay.
And not only will it make the experience last longer for the male and get him past being a 2-minute man mark, it increases the energies of the female body also so that she can reach her 9 stages.
All right, all right. I understand. So basically, 7 cycles, you cycle the energy 7 times, and you do it in 9 sets. So that would be 9 times 7, 63, right?
Right.
Okay, okay. All right. And also, one more question I had, also with my age. I'm 24. I'll be 25 this year. So exactly what would that, what, times point two?
Yeah, well, yours would be you're 25, so every 5.5 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, yeah, basically, I just wanted to call and share my experience. Yes, I've done a practice. And for the brothers out there that's listening, yes, it is real. Going in with the intent, with the serious intent, it is real. And much love, brother. Much love, Brother Alain.
Same here, God. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Peace.
Peace. All right, caller. Area code 731, ending in 7331, you're on the line.
Yes, I have a question.
Greetings. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Come on, I'm want to ask a question. I was referring to what y'all were talking about just a few seconds ago. I had a dream of water, okay? And I don't know if it's like tapping into my third eye, all right, because my grandmother has this same thing. This, I guess it's a gift or whatever, but I had a dream of water 2 days in a row. One day I was drowning. The second day I was jumping in a big sea. Okay, about a week later, my nephew almost drowned in a pool, okay? My sister told me that, and I told her that I had dreams of water. And then I thought that would be the end of it. So it's like I foreseen something that actually happened, okay? That
right.
Grabbed the step of water. And then a week later, my uncle passed away. He drowned, okay?
Gotcha.
So it was like I was seeing, and this is not the only thing this is not the only time I've actually had these dreams or visions. Could you tell me why? Is this a gift from God that I have? Because it doesn't come all the time. It just come every blue moon, you know, or so. But it's not scary, but it's like a peculiar thing, you know, that's happening to me in my life. And I want you to explain this to me because I'm really not understanding. Is this because I'm climbing on a higher stage of consciousness, or what? What is this?
All right, you have the gift of precognition, meaning you have the ability in order to fortune tell you to see the future. You might have been born with a veil over your eyes or over your face, as they say, the old folks say. I have the same gift, so I know exactly what you're talking about, being able to see future events. That comes through an activated pineal gland. So that means at least 70 nanograms of melanin is flowing through your bloodstream at all times, which that shows that your pineal gland is activated. So with that, your pineal gland is also, if you do any research or study, it is known as the third eye or the all-seeing eye. And it gives you those capabilities of being able to go beyond just the physical and pierce the veil of the illusion and go into the various timelines in which that's what you're actually referring to. So it is a gift. You know, you just have to be able to make the gift occur whenever you choose to, not when it just happens. And you do that through mastering the science of breath, which is the connector between the mind and the physical body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's all I had to ask. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, hold
tip. Caller, area code 832, and then in 8060, you're on the line. You have a question?
Peace, Brother Aline.
Peace, Op.
How you doing? This Chad from Houston.
Peace, how you doing, Op?
I'm doing good, brother. I have two questions for you.
Right.
Could you give me that last website to the teacher about the
That's Grandmaster Sunyata Saraswati. That's Sunyata Sunyata, and then Saraswati, Saraswati. And his website is www.shen.tao. Energy, INNERGY, arts, ARTS.com.
Appreciate it. Okay, now my next question. I kind of came in on the bill at the last minute, but the breathing techniques.
Mm-hmm.
When I engage in intercourse with my wife, I've actually tried these breathing techniques by when I thrust, breathe slow.
Mm-hmm.
And breathe very methodically.
Right.
But when I get to the 98%, I haven't found myself disciplined enough to stop at the 98%. So I guess that's what's holding me back from being able to move on to transition to that next level.
Right. Well, the thing is like I told the other brother, is to actually go below 98%. You know, you might need 90%. You know, try it there. You know, and make sure that you do the circulating of the energies through the channels, because that's what it's about, is regeneration, and that's how you regenerate your body, is through the amount of energy that you absorb into your various dantians, whether it's your lower dantian, which is your navel chakra, or your mid, which is your heart, or your upper room, as they would say, which is your third eye. Wherever you channel the energy at and store it, then you can circulate it in what is called condensation, in which that is like transferring ice into water, into vapor, which is steam. That's what you're doing with the microcosmic orbit, is changing the frequency of the energy, and you're refining it, and you are regenerating yourself in the process, and you are opening and activating your 12 meridians, in which that is necessary. These are what is called tubular channels, in which that energy goes through, and it's lighting up your body like a Christmas tree. So that is the importance of it, and with the body being lightened up like a Christmas tree, various organs are being restored to... various organs are being restored to optimum health, and the 12 pair of cranial nerves in the pineal gland is being fully activated, which give you ESP, or extrasensory perception, and that's really what you want.
Perception. Okay.
Right. So that is the purpose of these holdback techniques, is to get you to those levels.
Okay, so I guess my biggest thing would just be to practice. What about from the more from my wife's perspective? I guess she would have to control her breathing and relax her body.
Right. Well, a good technique, we're actually doing the alternating nostril breath technique prior to, and then that's what we was talking about. And, of course, you know, the Reiki can be done on the individuals prior to doing it. Pranic healing can be done, removing the negative energy in which that can be clogged up or stagnated energy or debris, or bioplasmic negative energy within the auric field, removing that energy and casting it off into a plant or water or some dirt. And basically what you're doing is making it a ritual and a ceremony, a holistic ritual and ceremony, in which that helps with the healing of both individuals. So it's not just one-sided, but the male is the one who is degenerative female, so he has to be more careful about his release of fluids than the woman does in that sense. He has yang energy, and she has yin energy, which her energy is more potent and more eternal or everlasting. The male's yang energy is more temporary and is not as lasting, so therefore he has to be more concerned about the energy he's in, which that he release.
Okay. Okay, well, I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Peace. All right. Peace.
All right. Let me see if we got any more callers. All right. Yeah, caller 1343 and then 1343, you're on the line. Caller. All right. There's some questions in the chat room I'm going to go to. Let's see here. It says, when a couple makes love during lovemaking, does the Kundalini energy mix? The auric field is the extension of the Kundalini and the chakra system. So, yes, there is a blending of the auras, what is called blending of the conduits, in which that the auras become one when there's a certain level of consciousness through the breath techniques in which that it is reached. And at that particular point, the thoughts in which that the male and female resonate at, which is electromagnetic energy, which is prana, chi, ki, ra, ashe, Holy Spirit, that energy can actually bring forth the thoughts in which that the couple is thinking of at that particular time or thereafter, because of the oneness of that auric field. So yes, that is definitely mix in that regard. Let me see. There's another question. Some say that somebody said that the brothers ain't trying to let you touch that spot. The spot is actually the perineum. So we ain't saying put your finger in the anus. We're saying that that's about an inch and a half to 2 inches actually up from the anus to the middle portion, about 2 inches behind the scrotum sac. You will reach what is called a perineum, which is like an indenture. It's like a depression area there, and you can actually press that area. Don't have to be real hard, but that area do need to be pressed in order to stop the flow of the orgasm, genital orgasm, so that the brother can actually please the woman, make it last longer, and he can channel energy outward. All right, so these are definitely. I apologize if I don't see the rest of the questions. Let me see. All right. That's everything in which that I'm seeing now. So I'll be getting ready to end. And I thank y'all for coming on, checking this out. And peace and blessings, y'all.
I
want a queen on every continent, so I could escape the government, flee my residence, settle in, I'm militant-minded, brilliant rhyme, where's the time, it's now for me to shine, kids are innocent, blinded, society, gotta be reminded of my diary, because tragically, I carry the misery of centuries, that's sent to me, not coincidentally, intentionally, because mentally, I represent the key, but it's a double-edged sword, see, trying to be godly, it's hard, especially in poverty's backyard, where violence is taking over, free enterprise and lies is idolized, because you're deep inside, without a law, God or Jehovah, to God the lost tribe, you're forced to reside on the north side. Babylon is never penalized for being offside. So many lost lives. I wonder how long before the herd died. Today I heard the earth cry for the first time. It was the worst time. It was the worst time. The way I heard the earth cry.
I came to the shores of America. The sky, the Capella, the Alpha and Omega, and the home of the beggars, the black settlers who've been beaten, raped, lynched, robbed, and stoned, and called upon the earth for service so they couldn't maintain it home. This dates back to 1555 when they captured the first tribe of men and piled them in a pen 50 feet high and took them all on a 9,000 mile ride and landed on the shore of a place they'd never seen before. We read about this inside the ancient books of war. Finders in stainless steel stripped of their language, still survived the anguish of slavery but still remain nameless. Separated to portions and tricked by John Horty Hawkins and sold on the auction, taught birth control and abortion. Rulers of the first part became slaves of the worst part. The devil's curse God and reverse God. They turned God to dog and made people search hard. No relief came to the prophet or deputy Farad. Taught trauma, dropped our mamas off in Bahamas and Barbados. Tobago's separated us from slave boats, made our own brothers hate us, from Virgin Isle to Jamaica, Trinidad, Honduras, Haiti, Grenada, Bermuda to Cayman, mental enslavement, and black gods
at
become awakened.
You can hear the earth cry, how many more black gods gotta die, but we realize there's no God in the sky, the devil tricked us, that's the worst lie, at night time you can hear the earth cry, how many more black gods gotta die. You realize there's no God in the sky. The devil tricked us, that's the roach lie.
Peace, God, for real, not a spook nor a ghost. Not unseen, but seen and heard most of all. I'm God, control nine planets. Wisdom revolves around me, understanding. Science, my rhyme's underrated. Pyramids building according to how we made it to be. Many shall come, few shall be chosen. 32 degrees below zero when you're frozen. Power of refinement, my rhyme's assignment is to crush negative bullshit in the line with the fusion. Cause that which is beyond 360 degrees is an illusion. Either you're deaf, dumb, or blind. Super hypocritical, dumb, 85, yo, it's time. See, I without me don't exist. God type of love divine is what I miss. Checking like a visual reflection, sort of supernatural. You know your mind, I text is being natural. Ultra gamma, the hammers, my energy compressed to a form of a threat for my enemies. Life is a circle that consists of a whole. No beginning, no end, no size, it's just a whole. Like in an event, I'm a percent. Dealt out 100, I'm 5, my degree is a black belt. Real, genuine, not authentic. Older than the sun, moon, and stars are precedented. In North America, success can be won. As a game, and knowledge, understanding, still one of the same greatest rewards. Known to mankind, that winners never quit, and quitters never win in the mind. But in time, my degrees are getting deeper. Thicker in the subconscious state of the sleeper. At night time, I can hear the earth cry. Wonder how many black dogs gotta die. At night time, I can hear the earth cry. I wonder how many black gods must die. At night time, I can hear the earth cry. I wonder how many black gods must die. At night time, I can hear the earth cry. I hear a cry to the earth. I cry.
Peace, y'all.